The rejoicing of Yahweh has not changed. Hallelujah. It is the same. Rejoice in Yahweh always. And again, we rejoice. So he said, rejoice to see the great gathering. Hallelujah. To see the gathering of the fruits in the house full. He said, you rejoice. That's what he tells us. He commands us. This has not changed. I do not care what these serpents of hell tell the world. Moshe spoke only unto Israel. That's all he spoke to, brothers and sisters. He spoke to the 12 tribes of Israel. He did not talk to the Philistines. He talked to Israel. And the Ruah of Yah is speaking to Israel. I don't care what this wicked world says. Who is Israel? For before the foundation of the world, Israel was Israel. For they shall prevail against the powers of hell, and they shall be enriched by the truth of the knowledge of Almighty Yahweh. These Negroes that declare they're Israel, they're not. These white boys that declare they're Israel, they're liars, and they're full of deceit and corruption. They can wear their hair nappy all they want to, and they can sing what they want to. They're not Israel. They're not the seed of Israel. The white boys can say, because we have much in riches, they're not Israel. For Shaltan said unto Yeshua, he said, the world is mine. And I know there is nothing you can do for the moment. I have power to make rich. I have power to raise up. I have power to give much because it's mine. And to whomever I want to make rich, whomever I want to elect, they are mine to do so. In the process, I want to find Israel, and I want to suffocate and destroy them. Did he not offer that unto HaMashiach? He said, if you just bow down and worship me, all shall be yours. I will give it unto you. What he was trying to do was to find the true seed of Israel. He was not trying to find it by some external look or some physical dimension. He was looking at something that was deeper than that. Because they did not know who Yeshua was. If they had known who he was, they would have never destroyed him. This wicked world did not know him. Can I tell us something, brothers and sisters? I want you to emphatically hear this. The truth of this. Yahweh has never chastised the wicked. He has never straightened out the wicked. He only chastised his people. He never corrects the wicked. You can show me in scripture where he corrects the wicked. He destroys the wicked. He never corrects the wicked. He will not correct the children of darkness. He corrects his seed and no one else. He's going to correct Israel. Show me. Show me in the book. If it's somebody receive, he chastens and he scourges, he corrects every son. He never corrects the wicked. And we've been caught up in that foolish trying to speak correction to the wicked. They're not the seed of Yahweh. He only corrects his people. He only corrects his people. He doesn't correct the world. He only corrects Israel. He's not going to correct the world. He's just going to correct Israel. That's it. Period. He's not correcting your wicked daughters and sons. He's correcting you if you're Israel. He's not going to correct the wicked. He's not going to correct them. He's not correcting your mama, your daddy, your grandma. He's correcting you if you're Israel. He has never. Show me in the book. Show me what place. He did not correct Mizraim. He destroyed them as they're saved behind Israel. He only corrects his house. He only corrects his house. Your son, your daughters are not of the seed of Israel. He's not going to correct them. There were two sons, one he loved and one he despised. Yaakov and Esau. Hallelujah, out of the same bosom. He never corrects the world. Never. And he's going to let the world do just what they're doing. He's going to allow them to continue right on. And don't be like a David, get your eyes on the world and fall. And almost fall. He's going to correct Israel. And if you are Israel, what the matter of y'all stand before, he's going to correct you. Period. Hallelujah. Whether you want it or not, he only corrects his house. He only corrects his house, brothers and sisters. So these words are for our correction. So he's correcting us. He's correcting us. You take the bark tree and you rejoice before me. That's what he tells us to do. That's not difficult either. He doesn't exact a heavy burden on us, is it? But this was burdensome to us tonight. And it's an abomination before Yah. Hallelujah. If the word of Yah doesn't cut us, it's not His word. So I speak to cut us all. This is not even 3 ounces, but that was the burden to lift that. Oh, I'm clapping my head. He said, no. Brother Jason gave you that just for nothing. Hallelujah. You know what it's for. You folks should know what it's for. Hallelujah. But it's a burden. He said, it's still hard. But that was a burden to us. Yeshua says, yoke is easy. And this is not even a burden here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had his prophet to get naked, didn't he? To show the filth and the sin. Yisrael. And he tells you to do something like this, and you say, burden. Heavy. He can't trust you to do that. You will never understand the true riches of Almighty Yahweh. You will never eat from them. You will never. You will never. He said, you get those trees and you rejoice. You get the branches. And you rejoice before me. You rejoice before me for Yahweh for 7 days. And you shall celebrate it as a feast to Yahweh 7 days in the year. It shall be a statue for a little while. Forever. Is that what it says? That is limitless of time. It has no limit, brothers and sisters. Let no one trick you. Did he say that was going to be a statue forever? Forever. In your generation. In your generation. In your generations. So your generation, the seed of Brother Josh and his wife, and that generation. And his seed in that generation. It shall be a statue. They shall teach their son, and his son shall teach his son. And his son shall teach his daughter. It shall be a statue forever in your generations. We have many generations here. Come on, the latest one, Brother Josh and his wife. In her generation, when she gets to the fullness of her age, it's not going to be. But I will be long gone. But this has not changed. And it does not change. He said, this shall be a statue forever. Is he playing? He means what he says. He's not lying here, brothers and sisters. He means that. You should obey this. It shall be a statue forever in your generations. If he had said generation, then we would have had a little way out there. But that apostle, that S on the end, the plural of that, the generations to come. It shall be a statue. And the more we come to the knowledge of the simplicity of truth, if we would allow Yah to cleanse us and not be so fat-headed and just hear the simple truth, we can rejoice even greater and mightier. But because we have this air about ourselves, we think we know everything. I said to the young preacher, I said, no, just be quiet, man. Let me talk. Because what you're saying, you're really not saying anything. He's trying to impress me what he knows, but he knew nothing. As you listen to me talk. And there's one thing about the beauty of the young brother, he just got quiet. He got quiet. Because he was not saying anything. So you'd be belittling him. No, I'm just telling you. Yah said the brother here. So he had to come to here. I said, be quiet, brother. Hallelujah. When I first met the man, he came here with hair all the way down his back. I said, cut it off. It's a shame for a man to have long hair like a woman. I don't care what this wicked world says. And everybody with these dreadlocks and all that, you know, come on, you see the world of ball players, everybody got them now. Everybody, men and women. Sister should be walking around with her hair with costly things and her attention is given to her. That's why Yah, your daughters, he doesn't want you wearing earrings and all that. Yah did not bring you forth with holes in your ears. That's what the world does. That which is highly esteemed among the world is an abomination unto Yah. So you stop doing it like the world. He doesn't want her doing it like that. made with their hair down to their back like women. That is not Yahweh. I said to my brother, Elder Israel, down the prison camp, because I want to coddle these men. I will not coddle them. That's the problem. They've been coddled. They made them less than men, soft and effeminate. They're not men. So that's why they don't understand the power and the responsibility of a husband today. That's why they don't know how to love a wife. They don't know how to honor her. They don't know how to love the wife. They don't know how to do it today. I will not coddle the men. Hallelujah. When I get letters from folks that never heard this truth, they say, I listened to the broadcast, I heard this, and my, it cut me to the bone. But bless you, preacher. Don't stop preaching like that. Tell us the truth. And I will not stop, brothers and sisters. Do you think Yahweh's going to alter this because we don't like it? You think he's going to change this? There's a difference between a man and a woman. We're not bound under slavery. That's what they did to the slaves. They bore holes in their ears to identify them. We are free. Our jewel is not like the jewels of the world, this cheap trash. We have a diadem. We have a crown of the great riches of Almighty Yahweh. You daughters of Zion, your dress has to be one that come kadosh. Women that are set apart. I'm a man. I'm not a boy. I'm a man. And I know the beautiful woman. It certainly isn't what the world are. These Jezebel, these vile things. It's not a woman. No, it isn't. Beauty is in her quietness and her unattentiveness that men will give attention to. They give attention because of the beauty of her quietness and her ru'ah. Not because of the way she dressed. Men look at that and say, what a Jezebel, what a hoe. That's what they say. Hallelujah. Whether you buy it or not. That is the truth. It is the truth. He says in verse 41, and you shall celebrate it as a feast unto Yahweh 7 days in the year, and it shall be a statute forever in your generations. So there were those that were there that were one, and there were those that were there were 98. 110. He says, shall be a statute, so that one where that one turned 100, how many generations had passed from that? And they had brought forth. And that generation after them, it shall be a statute forever. It is not, it has not ceased, brothers and sisters. Nothing in this book has ceased. Well, the blood, where we have the pure blood offering, Yahshua. They can never be cleansed by the dam of the goats and asses and bullocks. But it's that blood. There's no covering without the sprinkling of the blood. You must have it. And these folks today that they know the power of Yahshua, they're fools. Where's their atonement? Where is it? And they're no different than those that they quote call Jews. Jews think because of their nice deeds and their wonderful works, they're told like lies from hell. Their righteousness is filthy. It's done because of their wickedness to garner attention. It's not something done by the Ruach of Yahweh. It still takes the blood. You can never have an atonement without the blood. Still takes the blood. They can deny it all they want to. But it still takes the blood. They can try to alter scripture all they want to. But it still takes the blood. And when that David said unto Eliam, behold, I come in the volume of the book is written to me. That was not David. That was the word of Yah speaking in the power of the presence of Mashiach. That's who that was. He came in the volume of the scroll. Because he is the word of Yah made flesh. He is the living power of the word of Yahweh made flesh. He is the word. He is the word. When Yahweh spoke, it was Yahshua. It was hope and salvation for man. When he created all things, it was Yahshua. He was there. The word was there at the beginning. Hallelujah. This truth is for us for every generation. For the generation that she comes under, that truth is for her. And her children, the truth is for her. This statue is not an Allah. Hallelujah. You know how ignorant this generation is? Well, if this statue is annulled, then you can go out and kill someone. That's annulled too. That's annulled too. You can go out and commit adultery. That's annulled. You can steal. This is an everlasting statue. Hallelujah. It is a reminder of the things to come for us, Israel. We dwell in the Sukkoth to let us know that these are not our permanent dwelling place. That's why this body, you know, I got much here. I'm not going to be able to finish it all tonight. But these bodies, see, that's why we groan and moan to be clothed, for our bodies to be changed, because this Sukkoth here, it is not the permanent house. And that's what this represents. We abandon the comforts of our creature cares, and we sleep it away. We put ourselves on that. Why? Because we're pilgrims, and we're sojourning in this land. We have no certain dwelling place. We're looking for the city whose build and make is Yah, where the mansions of Yah are for the people of Yahweh. That's why we do it. It is not some ritualism, but it's just a sign. It is a metaphor of the mighty things to come. Hallelujah. The scripture teaches that. Shaul teaches that in Korinthiah, and Abraham is there in the book. I can't finish it all tonight. Brother Micah said you need to preach for 3 or 4 hours. And I don't have the energy to do that, Brother Mike. He said, Pastor Robert, at least another half an hour, another hour. Hallelujah. We got some brothers there. They'll lay it out in the course of the week. I had no intention to speak tonight. I really did not. I want to sit down like you all, okay? And I can do that begin tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll have my branch over there and I'll wave it. As one of these deacons lead, I will sing. I'll receive the word of Yah. I will say, preach, brother. That's all right. Oh, I like that. Hallelujah. I love the correction of Yahweh. I love that. A fool despised correction. Hallelujah. He's only correcting Israel. He's not correcting the heathens and the fools. He's correcting Israel. That's all. He is taking his rod to Israel. And he's going to whip the fire of you. He's going to bounce that head. He's not correcting the world. He see them. Let them go. You, I'm going to put the rod on. Correct you. I'm going to fan your heart. I'm going to bring bruises from your hips. That's what he's going to do. He's not correcting the world. Hallelujah. He says in verse 42, he says, you shall dwell in Sukkoth, booths, for 7 days. All that are Israel, born, Israelite born, shall dwell in booths. Now that's what he says. We that are the true seed of Israel, we know that we're going to dwell in this booth, in this earthly tabernacle, until it is dissolved. And so he said, all you that have hope and that shall prevail, I want you to sleep in a booth for 7 days. Not 8, he said 7. That's what he said. 7 days. Oh, Israel. He means that. That ain't hard. That's simple to understand. He means what he says. He means that's what he says. But that's crazy. Would they go camping all the time? Folks find that romantic, you do. They find that a very special occasion. And Yah says, I want you to abandon all your creature comforts and throw up a tent, anything. Something that is organic, that is not going to last forever. Or you leave those old tents outside, they will rot, all right? It's not a permanent dwelling place. And so he tells us, even that they're the metaphor of these physical bodies, these are not permanent dwelling places. They're all going to be dissolved, brothers and sisters. And that's what Yahweh, that's why he brings us to these Mikrah, the Moedim, so that we will understand the purpose of his plan for Israel. They're all signs. They're all metaphors. They're all shadows of things to come. And this is to come, for the gathering of Israel shall be done by the true vine dresser. You understand? And he's going to gather. He's going to send forth the Melechim to reap. He's going to bundle up all the tear, the wicked first. He's going to bundle them up. There are those that say, well, there is no such thing as hell. They're going to be burned up. But my scripture, the book, doesn't tell us that. And I will show you in the book. I will show us the deceivers and liars. There are many deceivers and liars that have gone forth. There are many deceivers and liars. They came out from among us because they were never of us. Because they've gone to spy out the liberties of the people of Yah. Did they not spy out the people of Yahweh? Did not the Hittites, the Jebusites, would they not spy out the liberties and see what they were doing? Sure they would. To see how they may attack them. And that's what the enemy has done. That's what he has done. But we that are the seed of Israel, Yah said, we shall dwell in booths for 7 days. That your generation may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in Sukkoth. He said, I want you to know that I made you to dwell there. If he brought them out, could he have not given them house in the wilderness? He said, but I made them to dwell there. To let them know that this is not their permanent place. This is not their home. There's a home that is greater than this home. These bodies we have, brothers and sisters, these are not our bodies. They're going to be changed in the moment of a twinkling of an eye. They're going to put off corruption and put on incorruption. Put off mortality and put on immortality. And all of this is a sign. This is a pattern of things to come. And that's why Yah wants us to rejoice and to know, because there's a great change that is coming. There's a great change for Israel. And he wants us to rejoice and to know, you're doing this unto me, because he has something for us that is greater than our comprehension. That's what he wants, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. This word is greater than just merely reading it. There's a great dynamics to the word of Yahweh. There's great power, great life, and great promises in the word of Yahweh. These things are not just written. Yah doesn't speak any empty word. Everything he says is of great magnitude. And if he tells us this, it is of great importance. And they shall know that I brought you through this earth, pilgrims and strangers, dwelling in caves and dens. No certain dwelling place. No sure place. Why? Because we look for the city whose builder and maker is Almighty Yahweh. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Are we not cities that sit upon a hill? So let us let Yahweh make this house and refine it and build this house and build this city that we may dwell in the presence of our Abba. We look for the city whose building makers Yahweh. We don't look for the city that with the sinful bright lights. We look for the city where the light of Yahshua shines and the brightness of his coming beckons in the hearts of Israel. That's what we look for. This is not difficult, is it? There was a preacher who drove all the way from Texas. When we were there with Pastor Hunter, to ask me about the feast days. Well, how do you keep them? I said, the book tells you, my friend. This is not difficult to do here. He didn't tell you to sacrifice no gold. For the sacrifice is full. He tells us to offer up the praises of fire. That we have overcome. It is a shabbaton unto Yah. He said that the generation, your generation, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in Sukkoth, in booths. And I brought them out of the land of Mizraim. I am Yahweh your Abba. And Moshe declared to the children of Israel, he told them all that Yahweh commanded them to do. And we must obey all that Yah commands us. This is a simple truth, isn't it? Is this difficult? Nothing. He commands us the first and the last great day, no serve our work. He tells us when we come into the midst of 7 days, we raise the branches, this branch. Yahshua is the branch. Should we not raise Yahshua above the heights of Hashem I Am? Are we not in the branch? Nothing difficult about that. He tells us to offer up this Torah with fire, that it burns down in us, that our mouths cannot be sealed, but we must open them up to him. That's what he tells us. It's not hard. Hallelujah. That has not changed. It is the same. It is of great power like it was then, so it is in this generation. Because we are part of the generations that Yahweh spoke to. We are in the generations in this generation. We are the generation in this generation. There are different generations in this house tonight, but we are in this generation. So in this generation, we of different generations, we declare what Yahweh speaks unto us as the truth. And we shall hold fast to that. I want to read one last scripture. I'm going to close tonight. Hallelujah. Now, I could preach another hour or two, but that's all right. I want you to hear this in Ibram. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8. This is a temporary home for us. This earth is not our, this earth in this form is not our home. This is temporal. That's why Yah doesn't want us to get all settled in it. That's why he brings us to occasions like this, that you unsettle yourself from all you have. Hallelujah. You that are listening, throw up a tent in your backyard. That's all right. You'll be all right. You're not going to die. Praise Yah. He says right here in Hebrews 11:8. It says, by faith Emunah Abraham, when he was called to go into the place which he should after receive an inheritance, he obeyed, didn't he? Now should we obey what I've just read in Wehira? He obeyed, didn't he? There's an inheritance for us if we obey. He obeyed and he went out not knowing where he was going. He said, by faith Emunah he sojourned, he walked in the land of promise. As a stranger, as in a strange country, dwelling in Sukkoth, in tabernacles, in tents, which Yitzhak and Yaakov, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for the city which has foundation, whose builder and maker is Almighty Yahweh. And that's why we in this Sukkoth, in this earthly tabernacle, we look for the city whose foundation is, whose maker is Yahweh. We do not get comfortable in this realm of life. But there's a great promise unto Israel. That's why we that are just before Yah, we live by His Emunah, by faith. And so when He spoke to us in Wehira, we do it by faith. It's not by feelings. It's not a burden to do what He commanded us. Hallelujah. So when you come in here tomorrow, you lay your burdens down as you proceed forth in Yah's house. You lay them all down in the course of this gathering unto Almighty Yahweh. You rejoice in Yahshua again, rejoice in Him for the mighty works that Yah has done. Hallelujah. You rejoice in Him. You be exceedingly glad I am. Hallelujah. You come before the presence of Yah. You brothers and sisters, when you come into Yahweh's house, get on your knees. Don't sit up in your chair. Get on your knees. Hallelujah. Don't sit down. Get on your knees and just wait for Yahweh. You've learned the way of the pagans well. Get on your face before Yahweh. You don't do it anyway, so at least do it in the bite of Yah. Don't come and sit on your butts. You come and bow before Yah. Humble yourselves. That's what you do. Bow down in the presence of Yah. That's what He wants. May Yah enrich you all tonight. We got wonderful speakers on all this week, as Brother Jason alluded to, the seven Ra'ah Hashem, the seven spirits of Yahweh. And they will break bread with us and see the beauty of that, the purpose of that, because it's a beautiful truth that must be revealed in this hour. Hallelujah. And these brothers will speak with great clarity and simplicity, and will be a truth that will enhance you in your walk, your desire to please Yahweh. If there's nothing but two of us here, we shall proceed in the path that Yahweh has ordained. I will not be discouraged. And I am not. I will not allow the world to discourage me. I have motivation. For Yah speaks to Israel. He speaks to His house. And no one else but His house. He is going to correct Israel. And no one else but Israel. Let me say to us all that this is the time of the season that everyone should bring an offering. I don't care who you are. You bring an offering unto Yahweh. It was that you were supposed to bring an offering. Everyone brought an offering. Everyone. Hallelujah. Everyone. That's how the storehouses would feel. That's how they would feel. That there would be the whereabouts. The world takes every dime from us, doesn't it? I'm glad that I'm not under that kind of bondage. We may live separate here, but we're not under that. We're not pressed out. Do you not know, brothers and sisters, can I tell you all this? You that are listening. And I tell people when I hear them saying they can't hardly make it. There was a time when there was about 75 of us here. And we lived off $750 or $800 a week. No one went like it. No electricity was turned off. There were many that turned away from us. But that's all right. We did not have one nickel. Not one dime. But Yah blessed us. Was that my prayer? Take away the monies, Yah? Did He take them? Did He answer the prayer? We are the just. We're going to have to live by the Emunah of Yahweh. And no one went lacking. No one went naked. And certainly we did not go hungry. Not one bit. We did not. It is not the finance that crippled the people of Yah. It's not disobedience. that cripples us. Our unwillingness. Come on, folks. Did there are husbands that bring home 750? Come on, did that young brother bring home more than that? Every week. Their families can. The wife, husband bringing 750, the wife bringing 560, and they can't even make it with two children. Told her, my brother, Yah took this whole place. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. That's all it was. I figured it out, even with the finance that come in here. Can I tell you something, brother and sister, for this group, the ones that live here, we live off about $3 a day. $3. It's 2 billion people that live off $2 a day. $3 a day per person. That ain't bad. I want to get it down to $1 a day. And that will be nice with it. Sure will be. Hallelujah. You know, the old Kiddush would say, as much that Yah can take little, and he does much. And that was my prayer. Move the money out of the issue, Yah. And I pray that still today. Move it all out. When I see the stock market coming, I pray, Yah, bring it down, please, Yah. We all got money in the bank. That's all right. Let it fall. I don't care. I don't care. Bring it down, Yahweh. Well, your money won't mean it. That's it. It's of no value. No way. Hallelujah. Whatever it doesn't make, I don't care. Well, why don't you keep it here? Well, if I got it here, if I got it there, either way, it's still not of no value. What difference does it make? Huh? It won't mean nothing. When I see it going on 268 points, I bring it on down, Lord Father, Yah. Crash it. Bring it down. That's my prayer. Bring it down, Yah. That's my prayer. I don't care how you bring it down, Yahweh. This is a wicked, wicked nation. Wicked. And I'm talking about the people that say they know Yah. They're wicked. I said, bring it down. Scripture even tells you don't even put your money to the usury. Because when we do that, we're trusting that we're looking for future. Yah tells you don't do that. We lay up our treasures in the kingdom, don't we? We don't put them in the usury thinking we're going to get rich or wealthy. I don't want us to be wealthy. I don't want nobody to give us $1 million. I'd like to get $100,000 from someone though. Why? Can I tell you what I do before I close? If y'all bless us today with $100,000, I get Brother Dolphus and the brothers Deacon Horn, Brother Dale, and Brother James and all us. We're going to build a little building. And I will buy a printer's press. Cost $25,000, $30,000 for that. I will spend $50,000 on that just to print scripture. Take out that Elohim and all that, just everything. Print a simple, nice little book. Show that my brothers in Africa, Philippines, wherever they can get a nice copy of scripture. And we can print them for about $5. Nice one. That's all it costs. That's it. Hallelujah. This is for all you that are gathered here with us tonight and you that are listening. Yah bless you all. Shalom.
Outdoor Fellowship. We've been busy trying to get that building ready for this Sukkot. So we bless Yah for the faithfulness of all the brothers that labor, those that work outside of the community, and work with us on the first day of the week to get things done. We bless all of you brothers for your labor, for your kindness, faithfulness to Yah's work here. But all things we do, Barak, you Almighty Yah. We bless you for all things. Touch our brother Dolphus mightily and strengthen him. Touch Sister Ebony there with Lola Havan. She may meet us in the fellowship tonight, Yah. Bless her. Bless all your people, I pray. Touch every one of us here tonight, those that have listened by the live stream. We bless you for the safety of all those that are here tonight, Yah. We Barak you in Yahshua's name. Keep us all. Let this Moedim be a great celebration of you. The power of your Hamashiach, Yahshua. We bless you in Yahshua's mighty name. Yisrael cry hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.